Tonight we have with us Mr. Vernon W. Conway. He's 45 years old, and he's a Wallaki and a Yuki Indian from Northern California, and he's professionally, he's a cook. And he's been out here donating some of his time, his off-working hours, I believe. He comes out and he cooks for us. Mr. Conway, do you, your working hours, now you come out here and cook after you get off work, correct?
Yeah, certain times, various hours.
And you have how many children?
Five, four girls and one boy.
And are they all on the island?
Yes, they're all staying here and going to school here.
They are going to school here, yes. See now, when did you first start coming out to the island?
Well, I came on a boat when I first came out there when they all five jumped off to come over the island. And I came back over here a couple weeks afterwards. And I've been coming off and on since.
Yeah, well, I've noticed you around quite often. And I'd like your opinion on how do you think things are developing on the island?
Well, I think they come along pretty nicely. And then now they have the school for the children, and they're able to watch them a lot better and everything, and they can't very inside of a adult at all times.
Mm-hmm. pardon me. Well, isn't this kind of hard on you, kind of a hardship, working on the mainland and then using your free time to come over here and cook and then go back to the mainland and work and take care of five children?
It is, in a way, but being there over here, well, I have more or less somebody responsible watching them.
Mm-hmm.
And over the mainland, I have a hard time getting a babysitter all the time. And I was off work quite a while long time before. I didn't have no babysitter.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't leave them by themselves.
So it's a hardship, but it's not as bad as it could be.
No.
How long do you, are you going to stick it out with us on the island?
Well, if possible, I'm try to stick it as long as I can.
Maybe tonight we'll get a little more information about as to when negotiations will start, you know, so we'll have something definite. Because I'm sure once we get the island that we can have, that there'll be much employment on the island for the people, so that maybe you can work here.
Yes, there'll be a lot more, I imagine, after once you get the finally have the possession of the island.
Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure. Like, I know we're speaking with Congressman George Brown from L.A. tonight. And all I know about the resolution is I have some information here that he did ask President Nixon to, that they're asking President Nixon to turn this island over to us, start negotiations to turn the island over to us. You know, it's start the fire so you can put the food on. So I imagine I think this goes up in Congress about the 19th of this month when Congress reconvenes. So we should have, maybe your future will be a little more certain as to the communicating between the mainland and the island. How many years of experience have you had as a cook?
Well, I came through here and through a relocation to BIA to take cooking and baking, and I've been working at Open Army for about three and a half years.
Three and a half years? Are you from a reservation in Northern California?
Rancheria, Chico Bidwell Indian Rancheria.
Uh-huh, and what's it like there?
Well, it's only 27 half acres there originally, but then the Chico State College took over 13 acres. We had about 14 acres left, and we were terminated here a few years ago. So now we don't have nothing except a graveyard.
Termination, that's kind of a dirty word.
Yes, it is.
With Indian people. I've got a lot of complaints against the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and I'm really down on them. But at this time, they're kind of the lesser of many evils. That's all we've got, and maybe they could improve it. When this termination, the biggest part of this termination went during McCarthy days back in the 50s. Is that when yours was terminated?
In the 50s.
Yeah, during the witch hunts.
Yes.
Yeah. They got us, too. They go after anybody. They always manage to drag us in there. It's terrible. When they terminated your reservation, but you're still eligible then for the BIA programs like the relocation?
Yes, I sort of came in afterwards. Ah. But before, they said I was too old to go, and then I guess I got younger as the years went by and they let me go.
Your children, then you have, they stay with someone on the island when you're not here?
Yes, I have someone to watch them at
You time. Do have? Okay, fine. I want to get back into this termination thing. Were you asked, was your reservation and your tribe, your people, were they given a choice of termination or keeping the reservation?
Yes, they were, but it was a little over half approved of it, so we had majority rules, so we were terminated. Decided to sell out to the state college at 13 acres,
mm-hmm.
And the other 14 acres we just sold out to private individuals.
Did they dangle a lot of promises?
Oh, yes.
They did. Did they come through with the promises?
Well, just like my part, well, there's a lot of private parties who invested, but I had a home down in Sacramento, and the property was valued at around $4,500 to the BIA, but when it came to selling it, they only offered you about half the amount, not the BIA, but the private parties.
Uh-huh.
So only received about $2,700 on it, but I didn't have enough money to save my home.
Well, I thought the BIA was supposed to look out for our interest.
Well, they didn't to us.
Yeah, so.